Okay.
I'm here with Christopher A. McRoberts and John
Zebron,
who are two geologists from the States who have just arrived in Barga. And a very strange coincidence, really, because just 2 weeks ago we put an article on Barga News about the ammonites in the marble, as we called it then, in the Duomo. Within 2 weeks, the two geologists turn up in Barga and they tell me stuff that we didn't know before. And well, let's hear what Christopher has to say so far. Christopher, you welcome.
Well, thanks.
You have just told me some interesting stuff about the marble in the Duomo. It's not actually marble.
No, it's a limestone. Marble is a metamorphic rock that is maybe originally a limestone, but has been heated up, and the original textures and the sediments themselves have recrystallized to form marble, like Carrara, just on the hill over there. So these are primary sedimentary deposits.
So where would that... So it's limestone, not marble.
Limestone.
Where would the limestone have come from, then, that's inside the Duomo?
Well, it was originally the bottom of a deep marine sea that was in this area around 190 to 170 million years ago. A fairly deep sea in between some shallow water, also sea, but shallow water reef-like environments. So the reefs would be on the shallow on the edge, and in the middle of the sea would be these deep red limestones. The Rosso Amanitico is the name.
Rosso Amanitico. Okay. So these animals, the ammonites then?
Yes.
These were feeding, floating around in that sea?
These were swimming carnivores, very much like modern squids, but with a shell on their back. And they would, like the living nautilus, can move up and down in the water column or actively swim. They actually swim by jet propulsion and sometimes by moving their tentacles.
Hmm.
Very interesting critters.
And when was this? This was a long time ago then.
Well, these animals first originated in the Devonian period. That's 360 million years ago or so.
Hmm.
And did quite well throughout most of the rest of Earth's history until 65 million years ago. They were, for most of the early part of that time, they were the main predators in the sea, feeding on shellfish on the floor or little other fish that they can catch.
Mm.
And then 65 million years ago, they went extinct.
That was just going to be my next question.
Yeah.
So what happened 65 million years ago?
That's
is that the $60,000 question?
Well, it's a good question, but I think the majority of scientists are firmly accept the evidence that a large asteroid hit the Earth 65 million years ago
right.
in Mexico, and the effects of that hitting the Earth certainly caused a lot of havoc on this planet and killed not only the dinosaurs, but ammonites as well, and many other things. About 70% of all life was extinguished 65 million years ago. Not the biggest extinction, but certainly big, within the top five.
Let's go back to this limestone then. So where the limestone that's sitting in the Duomo was put in the 1930s.
Mm.
Local story says it comes from Pisa.
Mm.
You think that's possible?
It could be in the hills outside of Pisa. I believe there could be. I have not worked in that area, but I know this rock is very common throughout the Apennines and especially in Lombardia for the most part. It's quarried quite extensively for ornamental stone for floors, and you see it in other parts of churches. And you see it all over the world. It's exported from. And not just Italy, but it's also found in Austria and southern Germany and Switzerland as well.
John was telling me that it's not actually as hard as marble then. It's not. It doesn't have that strength behind it.
Well, that's probably right. Marble, in the process of becoming marble, it the rocks undergo a lot of heat and pressure, mm. and the minerals that were sediments recrystallize mm. and lock themselves a lot tighter than they were. The sediments that make up the red limestone was very much like a fine-grained mud. You could stuck your hand into it right. quite easily. Yeah. And nothing else lived in that mud. It was so deep, probably well below the depth at which sunlight could penetrate. So there was very little or no bottom life on that seafloor.
So the fossils are only going to be living animals that were up in the water above it?
Correct. Right. Either swimming or floating. Right. There are fossil plankton in these rocks, usually microscopic organisms. Mm. Very rarely you will find a large swimming vertebrae in these rocks. Not that common, but they are known. Things like ichthyosaurs mm. and the like.
So what brings you to Bergen? Why are you pairing Bergen?
Well, we're studying rocks in the Northern Apennines. I'm a paleontologist, and my interest involves looking at fossils right around the Triassic-Jurassic boundary some 200 million years ago, and I try to document what went extinct and hopefully answer the question why. At this was a second mass extinction that was different from the one.
When was this, sorry?
This was right at the Triassic-Jurassic boundary, 200 million years ago.
So we're back to 200 yeah. million years ago.
Yeah, and the rocks around here are largely of this age.
Right.
Yeah. So the rocks, we were just in Val de Lima this afternoon looking at some of the rocks there. Although, unfortunately, those rocks have been structurally folded and faulted too much for me to really study them at the level I wish. So we're working up near Corfino, where I had worked it's about 15 years ago. I was
Been here before then. This is a return visit.
Yes. Huh. Yeah. We had published a paper in 1992 on the rocks in Penne di Corfino, where we found right at the level of interest little grains of quartz that have been fractured due, we believe, to an impact as well. So this would be another evidence for another impact on this planet associated with the mass extinction.
We're still talking about 200 million years ago?
200 million years ago.
So two impacts?
Maybe more.
Yeah.
We know the Earth has been hit many times mm. by extraterrestrial objects. So, and one could look in the moon and see it's quite common phenomenon.
Okay.
But we're still having trouble gathering additional evidence for that impact 200 million years ago. So on this trip, I am going to sample the same series of rocks, but not for fossils this time, but for a geochemical signature. We're going to look at the carbon in the rocks mm-hmm. and see how it changes. So.
Good. Thank you very much. That's very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.